This is the Composer's Datebook for February 14th. I'm John Berge. Happy St. Valentine's Day. On today's date in 1953, Triumpho di Aphrodite, or The Triumph of Aphrodite, a new choral work by German composer Karl Orff, received its premiere at the La Scala Opera House in Milan. It was intended to be the final panel in a triptych of choral works celebrating life and love that included Orff's famous Carmina Burana and his less well-known Catulli Carmina, based on lyrics of the Roman poet Catullus. All three pieces were given lavish semi-stage performances at La Scala, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, and with soprano Elisabeth Schwarzkopf and tenor Nikolai Gedda as the star soloists who portrayed a bride and groom on their wedding night. The texts they sang were pretty hot stuff, if you understood Latin, that is. In Triumpho di Aphrodite, Orff's repetitive rhythmic pattern seemed to anticipate the minimalist movement. And at the 1953 premiere, Schwarzkopf's husband, record producer Walter Legg, gently suggested to Orff that he might consider a few cuts. Orff's response? Oh, I know very well the effect of my rubber stamp music. In any case, Legg decided not to make a recording of the new work, which seems a shame considering the all-star cast assembled for the premiere. Composer's Datebook is supported by OneDrop, a new way to manage diabetes. With supplies delivered to your door and personal health coaching, OneDrop can help lower blood sugars in just 1 month at Walmart, Apple stores, and getonedrop.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.